All right, positive, negative, and
neutral.
Here's what's going on. So if you don't know, Catherine and I have spent approximately $375,000 to learn what we know. And some of that's business, some of that's relationships, some of that's health. We believe if you want to be successful, you need all three.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're moral marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Hey, it is the Moral Marriage Podcast. That is not moral, although it could be the Moral Marriage Podcast. It's not. It's Moral Marriage. Welcome, guys. I have a fun one for you, babe.
Okay, I'm excited.
This one is not super triggering, so everybody calm down for a change. Let's just talk about some growth.
He likes to tell people to calm down when they're calm, by the way.
That's what I do. That's what I even did that when I was angry. Probably that's why. I don't know.
Probably trying to somehow subconsciously telling himself to calm down. Not anymore. Not today.
All right. Positive, negative, and neutral. Here's what's going on. So if you don't know, Catherine and I have spent approximately $375,000 to learn what we know. And some of that's business, some of that's relationships, some of that's health. We believe if you want to be successful, you need all three for obvious reasons. And if we ask you, what do you think makes you successful? It's going to usually fall into those three categories. This weekend, I went to a mastermind. I want to be able to deliver much more value to you guys. And so I went to a mastermind surrounded by content creation with one of my mentors, Cole DeSilva, and his business partner, the real Brian Mark. And if you haven't followed them on Instagram, go ahead. They're as harsh as I am at times, for sure. Not as soft as my wife. guys, the whole premise of the mastermind was about delivering value to you guys. And what I thought was super, super cool was something that Catherine and I very strongly believe in, that everything comes down to relationship. I mean, you can't do as well, no matter what your health goals are, if your relationship sucks. You're living in a fog. Your business will usually be held back if you are living in that haze from the troubles you had last night. And one of the big key takeaways that I got from this mastermind is absolutely brilliant. We think of things typically as positive and negative, right? So if I'm giving, not to get, I'm just giving, the more I pour into my relationship, and I'm going to say marriage, but we can say anything, guys. You know, if you pour into the relationship, like work harder with your trainer, your health will be better, right? Same sort of thing. The more you pour into it, positive. The more you stay back, do nothing, it's negative, especially when you start to throw in all the crap, right? But Brian brought up a really cool point. He said, neutral is negative. And he took it as the garden. If you have a garden, you water it, it's going to what?
Grow.
But if
I don't know. I don't have a garden. Because I don't water it. It's dead.
Okay. Fair enough.
I had the right answer, though.
You did have the right answer. Brilliant, garden, as per usual. Okay. So, but if you're negative, you might do something that would be detrimental. Maybe you didn't pay attention and you put the wrong plant in the garden, and those two plants, they fight each other. So the garden won't grow. It will start to die.
Or dogs pee on it.
Yeah, but that's not you. That's your terrible partner, the dog.
No. If you're not telling your dog where to go pee.
Did you guys catch the brilliance of my wife right now? So basically what she said is, by taking responsibility for yourself, why are you mad at the dog? Why are you mad at the garden? I haven't trained my dog properly. Where should my dog be going pee? Oh, give me one of them. Bang, boom, pair of five. All right. So Brian brought up something beautiful. It was neutral. Neutral is negative. And I wanted to bring this up. So if you don't know the story, at one point near, well, I guess it would be exactly where it was like growth time in our marriage. Okay. Like the pivotal. Okay. I went to make a move on Catherine. She said no. I said, I want to use this thing. And I pointed downtown and I was like mad. And I got really mad for 3 days. Right before that, Catherine said to me, listen, I need to talk to you. I'm not attracted. I'm not in love. And I'm settling. And I'm only here to honor my commitment and my oath under God. That's neutral. Now, I'm not going to trash my wife here because she was doing lots of positive and she was also doing lots of negative. That's not what I'm talking about. I wanted to bring up the obvious elephant in the room. Everybody always knows when they're doing something right for their marriage. In the episode on affairs, right? Why the affair is your fault, you talked about the cascade of betrayal. So we can look at what you've been doing negatively quite easily. What you're not doing positive would be the opposite. But when you are riding it out and not doing anything, you're obviously not watering your garden. Now, she has no idea because we never script this stuff. So I wanted to hear your initial thoughts on coasting. Now, I know what, by the way, if you don't know why, why don't you tell them? Tell them why you were settling and coasting. Sum it up.
I was settling and coasting because I didn't want to get divorced. I didn't want to be a statistic. I did. The biggest thing was that I did not want to have to share our children.
There it
is. I was pregnant with our third. And we had one-year-old twins. And at that time, I wanted to spend as much time with them as possible. Flash forward to today, not quite the same.
They could be challenging.
They are challenging.
Tornadoes and a hurricane.
It is a very humbling experience, this parenting three kids under four. But at the time, I would have been devastated. I didn't let anybody babysit them even, really. I wanted to do everything with them, for them. I was 100% a mother 25 hours a day.
That's right.
Right, honey? Yeah, it was, yeah. You know, so I would have been devastated. So I was coasting through my marriage. I would tell myself that I just needed to get through until the kids were in school because I was afraid of how he would raise them if I wasn't around. He was very narcissistic and emotionally abusive, and I wasn't willing to let that happen. So I was coasting through, doing the bare minimum, making sure that we kind of kept things status quo so that I could get to the point where I could make my exit. And I wasn't sure if that was when they went to school or when they graduated from school. I had a lot of conversations with myself, but coasting because.
See, I told you she was the one with the personalities.
I have lovely personality.
She said personality.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, singular.
That was my gentle
correction. Gentle correction.
Singular. Anyway, that's why I was coasting. My motivation was my children and not wanting to lose my children or give 50% custody to my husband.
Thank you, baby. I want you guys to be hyper aware of this. It's obviously easy to tell when you're being positive, making an effort, okay? I think it's even easier to focus on the negative, but we don't want to internalize that usually. We're going to justify positively why we're doing what we're doing negative. So I retaliate or I shut down, okay? I want you to understand this. The mentality of neutral in your marriage is not going to change anything. So many people will do what you did. They'll stay together because of the children, right? Many people will say, I'm not fighting anymore. I'm just not. And you implement a boundary, okay? Whatever the thought process is almost never going to be the positive that you actually need. You're going to just coast and try to come up with what we call, Catherine and I, baseline normal. So if you don't know the story, I said to Catherine, whoa, we're fighting every 3 days partway through
amazing.
Our journey. Yeah, this is amazing. Partway through our journey, I was so blown away. Okay. So I recognized positive. And so in order, when you think about the catalyst in our journey for me to make my changes, that was a major catalyst. In order to have more positive, I need to create more opportunities. That's what I call it in my program, creating opportunities for more joy because it felt better than the negative. Okay. But had I done nothing with that reflection, we were just fighting less. We were going towards the baseline normal. Ask yourself, what does a perfect marriage look like? What do people say when you get on the phone with them? Right? They give us their dream marriage. Go give me some examples.
Yeah, they say we're not fighting. We can have a conversation. That's basically what they say. They describe normalcy. They describe something that is not a dream. It's not perfection. It's just boring base. We call it baseline.
We call it baseline normal. You know, I want to come home and just be okay coming home, like not be afraid to be myself. I want to not walk on eggshells. I want to be able to cuddle my wife and know that it's okay. You know, all of these things that you're striving for are baseline normal. I'm going to call that neutral. You can't water your garden if you're replacing the bad with
dog pee.
With dog pee. You can't
replace the water with dog pee.
Oh, you got me. You're getting me good today. So if you're just trying to replace the negative with the positive, but you're actually neutral because it's baseline normal, you're not going to get there.
And notice there's two things that he said there. So replacing the negative with the positive balances out and you get neutral. Replacing the negative with the neutral still leaves you at negative, which is why neutral is actually negative.
Do you know something? Brian, I don't know if you're going to listen to this podcast, but she didn't go to the mastermind and she just hit your final point home. Fuck, you're smart.
Well, thanks, baby.
Yeah. Brian, I don't know why I paid you. I got, geez, Louise. Actually, it was a wonderful gift from you. You got me that mastermind.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, guys, two things I want to end this episode with. Number one, if you're neutral, you are negative. That's it. And it doesn't matter what relationship you're talking about. And by the way, this really ties in with your relationship with yourself. So the second thing that I want to leave you with is, if you are trying to better your marriage, you need to first better yourself. Take away the things that are negative in your life. Maybe you're drinking too much and you're regretting the things that you say. That's a great example. Give some more of the positive that you need, right? Maybe it's learning some skills from a good book or doing something really smart and hiring us. Or maybe you go to the gym and you get yourself a great workout. Okay, give yourself some positive. But do yourself a favor and make sure that you're not doing neutral, because that is negative and you're not going to get anywhere. The relationship with yourself needs to be the most positive relationship you have so you can give everything you have to your partner,
yeah,
to your family.
And don't pat yourself on the back for the neutral. That's one of the things that people get stuck in.
Brilliant.
Because I know that because things were so bad and I was coasting, I was staying neutral by doing some positive to cancel out some of the negative. And I thought I was doing a great job because I wasn't overall, I felt like at the time wasn't overall in the negative. But if you are neutral, you are negative. And don't congratulate yourself for neutral, because we all want to be our best self, which brings absolutely about our breath, our best.
We gotta go.
Marriage and family.
That's right. That's beautifully said. All right, guys, speaking of Instagram, Catherine Morrow Online, I'm Cass F. Morrow. Guys, give us a follow. Give us a share. Do what we can.
Send us a DM and say hi.
Oh, gosh, I love that. Yeah, too. Send us your questions, man. I love it when you guys send us your questions. Instagram's the easiest for that. But please, every little bit that you support, we get this in front of people. We inspire them to see that baseline normal, neutral, or negative, that's the normal that's out there. Society's marriages. Let's lose it. Let's do it our way. The new marriage. See you soon.
Bye.